Thank you for joining us today with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing teaching. We will be giving you full information at the end of the program, how to get this in its entirety, and all these teachings are free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us, we'll tell you how to get these things. So now then, let's go right on into the teaching.
Ready to perish? No, that should never be our confession. In the new covenant, the Lord told us to hold fast to our confession. Well, I don't know about you, but I do not want to hold fast a confession that I'm fixing to perish. I want to hold fast a confession. Praise God, I'm strong. I'm healed. I'm young. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's the confession I want to hang on to, don't you, brother? Because that's what's written in the Word. And so when we hold on to the Word, and He said unto them, why are ye so fearful, O you of little faith? Now see, that's what's wrong with us today. O you of little faith. In fact, the church needs to go from no faith to a little faith first. And then they need to go on up from there. Because at least the church I've been associated with all my life, we have no faith. Not little. We have none. But we're going to get it. We're going to get it. We're going to get it. We're going to have great faith before this is over. We're going to continue to confess. He says, then he arose and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. What? He rebuked the winds and the waves and they quieted down? But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? That's another one of the keys of the kingdom. In fact, I had a great testimony the other day of a lady from California. Her and her children had been listening to our teachings. They were going on a trip, a cruise to Honolulu. She said the second day out, the seas were so rough that even some of the crew were sick. She said it was a terrible day. She said my 11-year-old son, about halfway through the day, he said, Mama, I've had all this I can stand. He said, let's go up on the deck and we're going to take care of this in the name of Jesus. She said, my son and our family, we went up on the deck and he just throwed his finger out there and said, now in the name of Jesus, I command this sea to be still and these winds to stop blowing in Jesus' name. He said, it's written. We have this authority. He said, I've been listening to Brother Thurman's teachings, and he's teaching what Jesus said, and Jesus, you said it, and he said it, so I believe both of you. So in the name of Jesus, it's quiet. And he said, we stopped and said, nothing changed as far as we can tell. He said, Mama, it's done. Let's just start praising God. So they all throwed their hands up and started praising and worshiping the Lord. And she said, in Thurman, a few minutes, that sea was just as calm as it could be. She said, we went the rest of that trip over and back and no rough seas. She said, I know the Lord's going to use my 11-year-old mightily. I said, sounds to me like he's using pretty mightily already. But the 11-year-old is getting a hold of the keys to the kingdom. Jesus said, oh, you have no faith. But if you had faith, you could speak to the winds and the waves and they'd obey you. And these men marveled. What kind of a man is this? That's exactly what he was, a man. A man walking in the anointing of God's power that's been given to every one of us as children of God. Stop thinking like man and woman and start thinking like God and then start asking him for some of the things he said we could have, right? And when you do, wow, you get to see the king do awesome things. I think about this little lady and her husband that came up here a while ago and she's had a lump in her breast. I think about, and we rebuked that thing, but I think about another woman that come up here one day that she came up with a lump in her breast, and she said, Thurman, I have two sons, and both of them are doctors. I know what I'm going to do, or know what they're going to do, if I tell either one of them, Mama's got a lump in my breast. She said, they're going to swoop me off down the hospital, do surgery on me, and she said, I don't want that. So she said, I want you to command that thing to leave in the name of Jesus. I said, tell you what, woman. I said, you've been coming here for 6 or 8 months. You know the Word of God now. I said, I want you to go home this afternoon. I want you to literally take your blouse off or whatever, and I want you to lay your hand on that lump. I said, if you have to take your bra off, whatever you have to do, but lay your hand on that lump. Then I want you to quote Luke 10, 19, and 20, and I want you to command that lump to leave you in the name of Jesus. She said, I'll do it. Next Sunday she walked in. When she walked in the door, she had her head down like this. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, I can't believe what I did. I said, what do you mean? I said, did you do what I told you to do? Yes. I went home last Sunday afternoon after church. She said, I laid my hand on the lump, and I read the verse, and I commanded it to leave. And she said, but to my surprise, it disappeared instantly under my hand. She said, when it went away, I looked, and it was gone. And I said, Lord, I can't believe this. And then she said, Lord, this is unbelievable. I can't believe this. And she said, Thurman, I said it the third time. And when did it come back bigger? When God says you're supposed to do something with no doubt, do you think He means that? What she should have done was jumped up and said, praise God, exactly what I thought. But she didn't. So she said, I've tried and tried this week and nothing happens. I said, okay, I will pray for you. So I laid my hands on her shoulders, rebuked it, and I said, it's gone. I said, whatever you do, don't doubt it. She said, don't worry, I won't. I said, and when it goes away this time, don't say, I can't believe it. She said, Thurman, I have learned my lesson. I said, so start praising Him now that it's gone. And so she did. Next Sunday she walked in. I said, well, she said, it's not gone yet physically, but said it's gone. The next Sunday she walked in, she said, this week the manifestation happened. It's no longer there. It's gone. And it never came back. When Jesus gave us the keys of the kingdom, how much power did He give us over the devil? What is it we don't understand about this word, all? I mean, I think we need to do a word study on the word all, don't you, brother? Isn't that a shame? That's a shame. That's just like this young man sitting here, a young man named McClintock. His daddy is a Baptist preacher, Tom. Or not a Baptist, but a preacher. And I don't know what denomination, maybe none, I don't know. But his dad, Tom, came with Tommy, over the owner of Gibson's, over to my ministry center, and I spent 5 hours with these two men teaching them the Word of God. Now, Tommy, he had cancer. He had all kinds of problems. He had a carpal tunnel in both hands. He couldn't make a fist. And after 5 hours of teaching, I said, now do you, five or six, what it was, I said, do you believe God? He said, yes. I said, then stand up. And as Tommy's trying to get up, I jumped out of my chair and lunged at him. And he jumped back when he saw me lunging. And I hit him right in the chest with the palm of my hand. I said, come out of him, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus. I said, now you're healed. Praise God. He said, wow. I said, make a fist. And his carpal tunnel was instantly healed. The next day he called me and said, Thurman, I'm supposed to go to MD Anderson for a checkup. They're supposed to tell me how much chemo and radiation I'm supposed to have. What do I do? I said, well, do you believe you're healed? He said, yes. I said, healed people don't need chemo. I said, nobody really needs chemo. All it does is kill you. So he didn't go, and he stayed 2 months. And finally, 2 months later, or 3 months, whatever it was, they called him, wanted him to come down for a checkup just to see. He told them, said, I'm healed. They said, you can't be healed. We've got to verify this with a test. So he went down there, and they verified it with a test, and there was no cancer at all. And he has been completely healed. In fact, this young man's dad, whenever Tommy called me and told me what the situation was, there was no cancer. I said, have you told Tom yet? He said, yes. I said, well, what's Tom doing? He said, Tom's over here screaming, give me somebody to preach a word to. I mean, it lit Tom McClintock's fire. Well, that's what we want to do, is light people's fire. We want men and women to preach the word with power and fire, because God's given us the keys of the kingdom. And He didn't cut us short for nothing. Then He says, let's see. Listen at the rest of this verse. And after He commanded the winds and the waves with these keys of the kingdom, when He came to the other side in the country of the Gergesenes, there met Him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? Listen to that wonderful statement. They knew Jesus could torment them. Here they are tormenting these two men that don't have the power, that they have power over because they were born in sin. These tormenting spirits are tormenting the fool out of them. But when the first righteous and holy man walks up, they say, Have you come to torment us? Well, how does Jesus see us once we get saved? Just as if we had never sinned. So can we torment these devils? Yes, we can torment these devils. One of these devils comes to you, you make sure you have no sin in your life. You make sure you have every sin repented of. You're walking holy before God. And when you do, then you can take your Bible, the Word of God, and lay it up on somebody. And I've done it. I've had people have demons in them, and I'd lay the Word of God on them, and I said, Angels, torment them. And I've seen people, in fact, I've seen them right here in this church, fall on the floor and spread out. In fact, one day there was a woman laying right over here on the floor, stretched out. Sherry might have been there with her, I don't know. But that woman was stretched out, and laying on the floor with her face right down on the floor, tied on the floor. And I'd been praying for somebody, looked over, and I said, Good grief, what's going on over here? And I started over, and I said, Is that something wrong with you, ma'am? And that woman says, I know that voice. She makes me listen to that voice. I hate that voice. She makes me listen to them tapes. I hate that voice. I walked up and said, Come out of her, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus. And he left, and she was totally delivered. Isn't that amazing? The devils of hell. But people said, But a Christian can't have one. Oh, yeah, a Christian can have one. That's your problem. You have them, and when you have them, you need to repent of your sins, and then you need to drive them out yourself or get somebody to help you. But you can do it. Look what Jesus said there. And he said, And behold, they cried out, If you come to torment us before the time. And there was a good way off from them, a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If you cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of pigs. And he said unto them, Go! What a command. Go. And the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the water. And there was 2,000 pigs.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching today, but we'll start right there tomorrow where we left off. If you'll join us again at the same time tomorrow. These teachings are all free and postpaid. This is all about the keys of the kingdom of God and how they work. And if you'll give us a call and ask for the keys of the kingdom, we'll be happy to send this teaching to you on CD or DVD. They are free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords.